You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today, 15 former hostages, including three Americans, are celebrating their rescue after a daring raid in Colombia. Some were held as long as 6 years by the leftist rebel group, Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. The raid was a blow to the group's hold and a boost for the government that long faced criticism. The BBC's Americo Martins joins us now with the latest. Good morning, Americo.
Good morning.
That was one bold operation, almost James Bond-like. Describe how the hostages were freed.
Yes, it was a very spectacular operation. Ingrid Betancourt, the most high-profile of the hostages, said it was a perfect operation because the military men of Colombia managed to infiltrate the Colombian rebels, the FARC, for many months now. And they managed to also fake a communication between the high, the people that really command the group and the commander that was in the field holding the hostages. And they managed to convince them that a helicopter would come to take all the hostages and bring them to the high commander of the FARC, Alfonso Cano. And obviously that didn't happen. The helicopter was part of the Colombian army. It was disguised as a helicopter from an NGO that does not exist. And only two rebels boarded those helicopters with the rebels, and they were overpowered very easily on air. And not one single bullet was fired, and no one was hurt. It was a very clean operation, despite the fact that there were 60 rebels holding the hostages, and they did not react, and nothing happened, and everyone was freed very quickly.
You mentioned Ingrid Betancourt, who was actually a former presidential candidate in Colombia. She said that they had no idea what was coming. Let's listen.
Suddenly, they neutralized the rebels who had come into the helicopter with us, and the leader of the operation said, "We are from the National Army. You are free. Thank you."
That was a translation of Ingrid Betancourt. She was talking not long after she was freed. Now, there had been many reports in the past months that she'd been very, very sick, but she looked very well.
Yes, the latest video that was released from her some months ago raised all sorts of speculation that she was really ill, she was about to die, that she had lost the will to live. But the scenes that we saw yesterday were quite different. Obviously, she was very happy because she had been released, but apparently she's not in such a bad health. Obviously, she spent 6 years in the middle of the jungle, and that obviously had an impact in her health, but apparently she's not as bad as most people had believed.
Years in the jungle, moving from one place to another to escape the exact kind of raid that happened today. Among the hostages were three Americans who worked for a government contractor that was working on the war on drugs. They are now, we understand, in Texas getting treated. Do we know anything more about the other 11 hostages?
They were all part of the military in Colombia. They were taking hostages in different operations, and they were among the most high-profile hostages the FARC had. And they were keeping them as a bargain, too, with the government. They were trying to use them to extract some concessions from the government. And now, with this operation, the FARC really, really will not have as much tools to negotiate with the government. Well, the government will not have a pressure to negotiate.
Well, you raise a great point, Americo, because the FARC for the last several years has been using their sort of hostage money-making tool as a way of funding their operations. They have hundreds of hostages, it's believed, and these are just a few that have been released. What kind of a dent or sort of a hit does the FARC take in what seems to be its main revenue source here?
Well, this has been the worst year for the FARC ever. Not only the hostage, not only the operation yesterday, but this year they lost the three of the seven main commanders they had. Three of them, one killed by its own men, another one killed by the army, and the top man, Manuel Marulanda, died by a natural death. On top of this, what happened yesterday will really have a major blow to the FARC. They will be in a very, very weak position. They do not have, you are right, they have lots of other the hostages, but not as high profile as the one that were released yesterday. And this will have a major impact for the future. Also, another important thing that happened yesterday was the scenes of jubilation everywhere in Colombia. They were really celebrating the liberation of these hostages. That just show that the FARC does not have much popular support anymore. Once in the past, they enjoyed some popular support. So, and now even the sources for them to keep fighting are diminishing now.
So this is really a boost for President Uribe, the Colombian president, who has faced some tough criticism not only at home but also in the West.
Yeah, this operation happened at the right time for President Uribe because it was under various pressures, political pressures at home. There was a huge international pressure on him to negotiate with the FARC or to try to find some sort of solution for the hostages. And the manner that they were liberated yesterday in a very clear operation, nobody was hurt. All the hostages were freed. It would be really, really a big political boost for him. Some people in Colombia are already calling for him to be allowed to be re-elected once more. He has already been re-elected not long ago, and the constitution will not allow him to run for a third term. But there are lots of people already saying that he's the right man to keep running Colombia.
Absolutely. BBC's Americo Martins.
Thanks so much, Americo.
Update.
Thank you.
You know, he really shows the power and the importance of intelligence in an operation of this type. Not a bullet was fired because the intelligence they had was perfect. The insurgents just hopped into the helicopter with the hostages, and that was the end of that. Amazing story.
Which leads to another quick mention, which is the raid across in Venezuela a couple of months ago, where the Colombian military was able to scoop up some of the FARC's computers, where there was a lot of intelligence reportedly that was used to rescue those hostages. Of course, there are still somewhere around 700 still
right.
being held.
Lots of preparation for this raid, and probably many more to come.